This is the Sakamuli of the 5th of December, 2025. Essence, sweet children, this impure world is an old village. It is not worth you living in. You now have to go to the pure new world. Question, which one method does the Father tell his children about for them to make progress? Answer, children, be obedient and continue to follow Bap Dada's directions. Bap and Dada are together. Therefore, if there is any harm caused through his directions, Brahmas, the Father is responsible and he will put everything right. You mustn't use your own dictates. Continue to move along while considering these to be Shiv Baba's directions, and there will be great progress. Om Shanti. The principal thing that the spiritual father explains to you spiritual children is, sit here with the faith that you are souls and remember the Father, and all your sorrow will be removed. Those people give blessings. This father says, children, all of your sorrow will be removed. Simply consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. This is extremely easy. This is the easy ancient Rajyoga of Bharat. Even though you say ancient, there has to be a time period. Even if you say long, long ago, how long ago was it? The father explains, I taught you Rajyoga exactly 5,000 years ago. No one except the Father can explain this, and no one except you children can understand it. It is remembered that souls, the children, remain separated from the Father, the Supreme Soul, for a long time. The Father also says, you became impure while coming down the ladder. You now remember everything. Everyone cries out, O purifier! In the Iron Age, there are only impure beings. In the Golden Age, there are only pure beings. That is the pure world. This old impure world is not worthy for you to live in. However, the influence of Maya is no less. You can see that they build buildings here 100 to 125 stories high. This is said to be the pomp of Maya. The splendor of Maya is such that even if you were to invite someone to go to heaven, he would say that it is heaven for him here. This is called the splendor of Maya. However, you children understand that this is an old village. It is called hell, the old world, and that too in the extreme depths of hell. The golden age is called heaven. These words are already used. Everyone calls this a vicious world. Heaven was the viceless world. Heaven is called the viceless world, and hell is called the vicious world. Why doesn't something so simple sit in anyone's intellect? Human beings are experiencing so much sorrow. There continue to be so many wars and so much fighting. Day by day, they manufacture such bombs, etc., that as soon as they are dropped, people will die. However, human beings with degraded intellects don't understand what is to happen now. No one except the Father can explain what is going to happen. The new world is being established in an incognito way, and the old world is then going to be destroyed. You children are called incognito warriors. Does anyone understand that you are at war? Your war is with the five vices. You tell everyone to become pure. You are all the children of the one Father. The children of Prajapita Brahma are all brothers and sisters. You must explain in the right way. Prajapita Brahma has many children, not just one. The very name is the father of people, Prajapita. A physical father is never called the father of people. Since Prajapita Brahma exists, all his children must be brothers and sisters, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. However, they don't understand this. It is as though their intellects are like stone. They don't even try to understand. The children of Prajapita Brahma are all brothers and sisters. They cannot indulge in vice. It is essential to have the word Prajapita on the board. You must definitely write this word. Just writing Brahma doesn't have as much impact. Therefore, the correct words have to be written on the board. This is most essential. Even some females have the name Brahma. They have run out of names, and so they have given the names of males to females. Where could they bring so many names from? Everything happens according to the Dharma plan. To become faithful and obedient to the Father is not like going to your auntie's home. Bap and Dada are together. You cannot tell which one is speaking. This is why Shiv Baba says, people cannot even understand my directions. Whether you are told something right or wrong, always consider it to be Shiv Baba who is telling you, and he will be responsible. Even though this one may say something that causes harm, that one is responsible, and he will therefore put everything right. Continue to consider them to be Shiv Baba's directions. There will be a lot of progress. However, some of you find this difficult to understand. You then continue to follow your own directions. The Father comes from so far away to give you children directions and to explain to you. No one else has this spiritual knowledge. Think about this throughout the whole day. What should you write so that people can understand? You should write such simple words that people's vision falls on it. You should explain in such a way that there is no need for anyone to ask questions. Tell them that the Father says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, and all your sorrow will be removed. Those who stay in remembrance very well will claim a high status. This is a matter of just a second. People ask so many different types of questions. You mustn't answer them all. Tell them, don't ask too many questions. First of all, have faith in one thing. If you become caught in a jungle of questions, you won't be able to find your way out again. It is just as when people are caught in a fog and it becomes difficult for them to find their way, it is the same here. People are caught up with Maya so much. Therefore, first of all, just tell everyone one thing. You are an imperishable soul. The Father too is imperishable and the purifier. You are impure. Now you either have to go back home or to the new world. Souls will continue to come down into the old world until the end. Those who don't study fully will definitely come at the end. The account is clear, and it can be understood who will come first by how much you all study. This is also seen in a school. Race to the goal, touch it and come back. The one who comes back first receives a prize. This aspect is unlimited. The prize you receive is unlimited. The Father says, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. You have to imbibe divine virtues. It is here that you have to become full of all virtues, and that is why Baba asks you to keep a chart. Keep a chart of the pilgrimage of remembrance, and you will understand whether you are in profit or loss. However, some children don't keep one. Baba asks you children to do this, but you don't do it. Very few do it, and this is why the rosary of only a few is created. 8 receive the highest scholarship, and then 108 have plus marks. Who will claim plus marks? Those who are to become emperors and empresses. There is only a very slight difference. The Father says, first of all, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. This is the pilgrimage of remembrance. Just give this message from the Father. There is no need to speak too much. Simply say, man manabhav, renounce all relations of bodies. Remove everyone of the old world from your intellect, because you now have to become bodiless and return home. Here, Baba reminds you, but you don't remember him at all throughout the whole day, and you don't follow Srimad either. It doesn't sit in your intellects. The Father says, if you want to go to that new world, become Sato Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan. Baba gave you your fortune of the kingdom, and you then lost it while taking 84 births. There is no question of hundreds of thousands of years. Many children don't know Alpha. They continue to ask many questions. The Father says, first of all, constantly remember me alone, and your sins will be cut away. Also imbibe divine virtues, and you will become deities. There is no need to ask about anything else. When they don't understand Alpha, but simply continue to speak about Beta and Theta, you yourself become confused and then distressed. The Father says, by first of all understanding Alpha, you will understand everything. By understanding me from me, you will come to understand everything. There will be nothing left for you to understand. And this is why you are given 7 days. You can understand a great deal in 7 days. However, it is number-wise among those who understand this. Some don't understand anything at all. How could they become kings or queens? Would they rule over one person? Each one has to create his own subjects. A lot of time is wasted. The Father says that they are poor and helpless. No matter how great a status they may have, the Father knows that all of it is going to turn to dust. Little time remains. At the time of destruction, those who have non-loving intellects will be destroyed. You can understand that we souls have such loving intellects. Some say that they're only able to stay in remembrance for 1 or 2 hours. Is it that you only love your physical father for 1 or 2 hours? You continue to say, Baba, Baba, throughout the whole day. Here, although you say Baba Baba, there isn't that deep love. You are repeatedly told to remember Shiv Baba. You have to have true remembrance. You mustn't try to be too clever in this. There are many who say, I remember Shiv Baba a great deal. In that case, they should be flying. Baba, I am now going to go on service to bring benefit to many. The more people you give this message to, the more you will stay in remembrance. Many daughters say that they are in bondage. However, the whole world is in bondage. The bondages have to be cut tactfully. There are many methods. For instance, if you were to die tomorrow, who would look after your children? Definitely someone or other would emerge to look after them. On the path of ignorance, you would even get married again. At this time, to get married again is a big problem. Just give someone a little money and tell that person to look after the children. This is your birth of dying alive. When you die alive, who looks after everything for you? Surely a nurse would have to be employed. What cannot be accomplished with money? You definitely have to become free from bondage. Those who have a keen interest in doing service will go running to serve. They are dead to the world. Here the father says, you also have to uplift your friends and relatives, etc. Give everyone the message of Man Man above so that they can become Sato Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan. Only the father tells you this. All the others come down from up above. Their followers also continue to come down behind them. For instance, Christ brought everyone down. When they become peaceless from having played their parts down here, they say they want peace. They were sitting in peace, and then they had to follow their preceptor down here. Then they call out, O purifier, come. Look how the play is made. They will come at the end to achieve their aim. Some children have had visions. They will come and achieve their aim of becoming Man Man above. You are now changing from beggars to princes. Those who are wealthy at this time will then become beggars. It is a wonder. No one knows this play at all. The whole kingdom is being established. There will be some there who are poor too. A very far-sighted intellect is needed to understand this. At the end, you will have visions of how you will all be transferred. You are studying for the new world. You are now at the confluence. After you have studied, you will pass and go into the deity clan. At the moment, you are in the Brahmin clan. No one else can understand these things. It doesn't sit in anyone's intellect, even slightly, that God is teaching. Incorporeal God definitely comes here. This drama is created in a very wonderful way. You understand the drama and you play your parts. You have to use the picture of the Trimurti to explain that establishment takes place through Brahma. Destruction will take place automatically. They have simply given a name. This drama is predestined. The main thing is to consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, so that the rust can be removed. The better you study at school, the greater your income. You receive health and wealth for 21 births. This is not a small thing. Here, although someone has wealth, There won't be time for his children and grandchildren to eat from that. The father used everything he had for service here. Therefore, he accumulated so much. Not everyone's wealth will accumulate. There are so many millionaires, but their wealth will not be used. The father will not accept it. Otherwise, he would have to give a return. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence Vodarna 1. Create methods to cut your bondages. Have deep love in your heart for the Father. Give everyone the Father's message and bring benefit to everyone. 2. Understand this unlimited play with a far-sighted intellect. Pay full attention to the study of changing from a beggar to a prince. Keep a true chart of remembrance. Blessing. May you be a world benefactor by keeping the seed of your thoughts full of good wishes. Just as the essence of a whole tree is merged in its seed, in the same way, let the seed of your thoughts have good wishes for every soul and for matter too. Let every thought be full of the sweetness and essence of making all souls equal to the Father, of making weak ones strong, of making unhappy and peaceless souls ever happy and peaceful. Let no thought be empty of this sweetness. That is, let it not be wasteful. Let it be powerful with feelings of benevolence. You will then be said to be a soul who is a world benefactor, like the Father. Slogan, instead of being afraid of the chaos of Maya, continue to celebrate the pleasure of meeting God. Avyak signal, now have the deep concern to become complete in Karmateet. In order to become Karmateet, increase the practice of being bodiless. The bondage of the body, the bondage of people, the bondage of material comforts, the bondage of nature and sanskars, let none of those bondages attract you. It is those bondages that are tight on the soul. For this, constantly practice being immune, that is, detached and loving. Om Shanti.